well, that was really long. Where did that come from?
That's
that was
the longest
intro
ever.
It was either that or the Fallen intro, and I thought we weren't using the Fallen intro anymore.
We can't use the Fallen intro.
No longer
the only
vagina
monologues. Just me.
Yes. There's the, I think it's the 3-year intro. I don't know, but it's the only thing that was up at the moment.
That's very, very long. Very long. Well, welcome to the news, guys. Our guys in the Carmatic, Wicked. We got Rotten Biohazard and no female Satan yet. I'm sure she'll come eventually. That's how she does.
Is she 615?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, she's here.
Okay. Well, cool.
Hello.
Then we got female Satan, too. Hi!
Yeah, I tried to call in before, but there was no host.
Yeah, that's Pop's fault.
Yeah, that's all his fault, man. All his fault.
You were on hold for 30 seconds before I logged in. Then you disappeared.
Did you hear the uber long intro?
Yeah, that's
that
the
just
new
played?
Intro I think Beast did. Yeah, I think that's the new one that Beast just got done with.
It's pretty serial, but it's very, very long, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it must be chopped in half, and our voices must go into it.
I don't know. I think he said he was going to move away from the voices, like the monologue thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, crap.
So I think it's just going to be uber long. I don't know. Maybe we'll just use the voices, and that makes it go really fast. I'm not sure.
I really think it still needs that you're now listening to the ooze at the end of it.
Because there's no real announcement, so I'm kind of sitting there waiting for it to end, and then there's a silence, and I go, oh, it's over, okay, here we go. So, I don't know. It's pretty cool, though. I like it, but we'll see if he's going to make any alterations to it. So how is everybody tonight? I am wide awake this time.
You're wide awake?
Mm-hmm.
It's good. My night's been good. I did want to say that I really liked Wicked's post over at the New Earth News WordPress site. Is that going to be the description of our show, or?
Yeah, no one else posted anything. So after a couple of weeks, I decided it was time to put something up.
I haven't been made an admin over at the WordPress site, so I haven't been actually able to put anything down there. So, you can't yell at me. Yell at Doc.
Sure he
can. Don't yell at me.
He can yell at you.
No, he can't. He can't yell at me and make the baby upset.
He shouldn't pity you. Just because you're carrying his spawn does not mean you deserve pity.
Oh, no. Living with him means that I deserve pity, but, you know. Just saying. No, last week I fell asleep. Like, the last 20 minutes that you guys were talking, I fell asleep. And, yeah. So, that was, yeah. But, no, I'm wide awake now.
Back to the WordPress site. I left a note on there. I said I would ask my co-host to blog as they feel necessary. So, yeah, dude, go up there, change it, fuck with it. Do what you want.
Nobody's going to fuck with what you wrote, Pop, because everybody likes what you wrote.
Well, that's...
No, I kind of fear repercussions if I screw with what you wrote. I fear drive from Michigan to my front door and a metal baseball bat.
Well, now...
I'm not driving that far, man.
Oh,
I would say
fucker,
there needs to be a brief description of the other two hosts very quickly on there, you know,
and I think it's pretty much solid
at the description, yeah.
I didn't want to write for you guys. That was my issue. Is I didn't want to speak for you, if that makes sense. And I didn't even post it as a your host thing, which CC already gave me shit for it. So I wasn't trying to, like, do a host introduction. I was just going, all right, this is Occupy as I see it, and this is what we're doing from my point of view. You guys need to compose. So I'm not the only asshole doing it.
Well, as soon as I see Meredith's admin, you know I'll go over there.
Yeah, I'm on the Lexi, I need to.
Lexi, you'll be all over like a black dude on crack, okay?
Ooh. No.
Or Chinese thrice.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Speaking of black people, I don't know if anybody's seen this picture, but from Occupy Atlanta, there was an incident where a blood wandered onto the scene and realized he supported the movement. Then a few minutes later, a crip wandered onto the scene and realized he supported a movement. They are both sharing a tent with their colors.
That's quite peculiar. I expect some sort of rape.
So the Occupy movement is now bringing gangs together in the U.S.? That's awesome.
Well, yeah, there's a picture going around. It shows these dudes, and they got their fucking colors on. But they're holding hands.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're standing there. I'm just like, holy shit, are you for real?
Yeah. I actually saw that, and I was like, oh, wow, this is, That's a pretty surprising turn of events to happen.
That, no, man, that's just power right there, man. If these dudes could wander on and realize and look around and go, man, this thing means more than our petty fucking rivalry. And these dudes have been raised since they were, like, before high school to kill each other. And they're sharing a fucking tent. That's fucked up, dude.
It'll result in one of them dying eventually. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. There'll probably be repercussions, but till then, that's something else, man. That's something you can't really argue with.
So what was the topic tonight anyways?
Fuck you, guy, man. You gotta pay attention.
I know what the topic's about, but I didn't write it, so I'm gonna let you talk about it.
Exactly.
Are we going to do a series here?
You're like the freaking ringleader. Just shut up and say it.
Oh, no, we actually have a caller. I'm going to put this caller on here real quick.
Uh-oh, wait, what's the area code?
727?
I don't know.
727 is on the air.
That would be me.
Darryl.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How goes it? Daryl. Is this Daryl? I got my headphones in, so it's fucked up.
No, I'm not Daryl.
That's what I thought.
It's not Daryl.
Somebody said Daryl.
Some people sound alike. Shut up.
It's TC, actually.
Hey.
TC, man. There are bloods and crypts.
I'm going to correct a couple of little facts here real quick. The first is that Lexi has had admin privilege since she finally accepted the email for the Ooze WordPress page. As far as Rotten actually goes, I lost his email address, so he'll have to send it to me again.
Okay.
And,
see, senor.
Right on. And then beyond that, I guess the other thing is that the post that you did, Pup, was excellent. I was just asking that you update those other sections as well. I wasn't really giving you shit, bud.
Calm down, TC, man. You know what I meant.
Anyway, I'll let you kids get back to your show. I just figured I'd chime in real quick. I did want to make mention of a couple of things. I've now got it so the Twitter account is actually posting both to the Twitter page now, and it's posting on the sidebar on the Ooze WordPress page. So there is actually a little bit of, interconnectivity happening there. So if you guys decide that you want to, if you guys want to tweet as well or whatever, just shoot me a message and I'll give you the username and password for that account too.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. So that would be it. Continue on.
All right.
All right, Rodden. The topic of tonight was the new. Well, I left it vague because it's an hour and I don't want to rant the entire time. But mostly a continuation of technology theme with an emphasis this week on the modern age of warfare, the information warfare. So I'm sure you might have a few things to say.
We're talking about hacking in a relative sense of the word.
Yeah, just hacking, though. I mean, social media has been pivotal in fucking shit up.
Should we also discuss possibly look at I'm trying to think. my mind's going blank for a second. Sorry, Mike, continue.
Well, I was going to say as an example, have you heard about the Zetas?
Oh, what?
The Zetas gang. during the protest in September in Veracruz, there was an anonymous supporter kidnapped by the Zetas drug cartel.
He probably no longer has a head. Just thought I'd possibly say this. Yeah.
Anonymous released a video. Well, the South American Anonymous released a video in Spanish threatening the Zetas. It has now been reported that the guy has been released.
Nice.
Yes.
After being anally assaulted, correct? I'm just making sure we're aware that he was probably anally assaulted.
Well, they were given until the 5th of November, of course, because of Guy Fox. He got a little anonymous for their speaking to themes. But they were given until the 5th of November to release this guy, or they would start releasing names, pictures, and information of Zeta cartel members.
Nice.
Shit was about to get real. After the news of him being released, one of the anonymous members has gone rogue because there's been a lot of issues. A lot of people don't want to participate in it because of the very real possibility of getting killed for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I don't know what everybody thinks when they think of drug cartel, but I think of, like, the old school, you know, Mexican bandido type shit. Like, chilling up in, like, a Colombian mansion with old cocaine filled. I guess these dudes are pretty high-tech, and they have a history of killing bloggers. I think it was a couple months ago, they attacked 4 bloggers down in Mexico, 2 whose bodies were found beheaded.
Wow.
God damn.
Finding targets. These guys are finding targets via the internet and based on them basically writing something that they don't like, coming in basically and fucking them up, right?
Yeah. Because, like, the people of Mexico don't support the cartels just as much as they don't support the government, but the cartels are doing just as much violence. So they're trying to fight back by releasing information so people can go and stop it. But, of course, the moment you start doing that, they try to find you.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a few of anonymous members who have gone public. And there's one in particular. I think his name is Barrett Brown. He's in Texas. And he's released a video announcing his continued support. And he's going to go sift through the 250,000 emails they have and release as many names as he feels necessary to the authorities, to the public, to the Zeta's enemies. So, yeah,
definitely
new just for a handful of people.
Wow, it's information warfare on both sides, actually. You know, I mean, what you put out there, people can find pretty easily. You know, and if it's that extreme, they can use it to kill you. Wow,
Well, according to the article I read, Zeta did not know that the guy they had released was the anonymous member. but it was until the 5th of November, and he was released last night, which would have been November 4th, third time. So the timing is too good. But that's
they're full of shit. Well, they're full of shit. Of course they knew.
They knew who the fuck it was. But now that dude needs to fucking run and hide like a mofo, because these guys are going to go ahead with it anyway.
Of course they are, dude. They're just going to let shit die down for like a good week, and then they're going to go find him. He's going to have two in the chest, one in the head, and no one's ever going to know about it.
Well, that's the issue, is that Operation Cartel is facing. The majority of Nihilists does not support it because of people will die.
True.
But that just goes to show the power of information and how it can be spread and used. Just because some asshole is blogging online doesn't mean that what he's saying is being ignored.
Yeah, we all got to keep that in mind for later references.
Yeah,
it's kind
that,
of,
that was
kind of scary, you have to admit, man.
That is kind
you
of scary.
You could basically be blogging something about anti-anonymous, and the next thing you know, you have a bag over your head, and you're being having your head cut off. Lovely.
Well, the last person who did anything anti-anonymous had all the computers erased, so people have learned their lesson about publicly saying shit like that.
See, it's kind of things like that that actually saying that they're terrorists isn't exactly, you know, I mean, it's definitely... how do I word this properly? It crosses a certain boundary, you know what I mean?
Only
I'm a four, but it still crosses a certain boundary.
Only in a public realm of view. I mean, what they've been doing has been illegal the entire time they've been active.
Oh, that is true, though.
I've
agreed to about 90% of it, though.
The other thing, too, though, is that... I mean, their use of that information makes them more of a threat than they appear at the offset, and a lot of people are trying to play it down. So, you know, it's something that really needs to be addressed within that movement, because they are actually they are a force to contend with, and a lot of it is actually that they can find that information and they will post it, and that's, you know, I actually think that's part of why they haven't been shut down as, you know, quickly as they could have, is because... You know, these people might find something on you and then leak it.
Of course, media is afraid of the whole idea.
Mm-hmm.
There's some issues. They can't shut it down because it doesn't exist. That's the beauty of the
Nihilist.
There's no organization. You can't stop it. It's an idea that anybody can be anonymous. And that's what has to happen, is anybody with the abilities has put on the mask and taken to the fight.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to discuss this whole WikiLeaks thing, the fact that they have basically shut down their website as, what was it, towards the beginning of this month? Well, beginning of October, actually. They basically had there's basically a video on the page now of that. Basically, because of the fact that their accounts were basically frozen, so they could no longer continue the actual website.
Yes, they were forced to temporarily suspend publishing while they secure the economic survival. Visa, MasterCard, as well as PayPal, put blocks on any money that has been sent to them. They tried fighting back. There was an Operation PayPal. And what happened is, they managed to crash Google's stock and cost them $6 billion.
But is it legal to actually stop a money transaction in that regard?
It's actually really illegal for them to do that, because they're discriminating, and really it's just stupid. It pisses me off, but I can't actually speak for the legalities on it. I don't know credit card laws.
Well, neither do I. Yeah, I have no idea. I can't see how even stopping payment or something like that. In fact, they were pretty much able, in at least one regard, to pretty much not only stop payment, but basically liquidate their accounts. That's fucking insane. Because to liquidate someone's account, you have to have basically high access to their account within their bank that they're holding their money in.
Well, that's what it is. It's like, if you were to make a donation, it would have to go to their account. So what they've done is just stopped allowing payment to their account. Not WikiLeaks, so Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal. So they're fighting right now just to stay alive.
Now, didn't they say they were donating like the rest of their money to the Occupy movements?
I actually haven't checked the WikiLeaks in a while.
I believe that was like part of the video that's on the site now, that they were basically going to take whatever they had left and basically just give it away. That was only on there maybe 2-3 days ago, I guess it was.
And they have a way to donate up on their site. There was a backdoor found through PayPal a few months ago that they've been exploiting the shit out of just to survive.
Really, honestly, what they were doing was really how is that wrong?
Well, what they were doing is keeping journalistic integrity.
Exactly, something that the Americans could definitely learn quite a bit from. This dude's fucking Aussie, for crying out loud.
Right, but nobody wants to. And because of the shit that's been leaked on WikiLeaks, there's been changes all over the world. There's been a few countries who've had to reassess what they were doing because the shit they were doing was leaked.
Hell, even the U.S. had to basically reassess what they were doing as well. It was funny, though. One of the things that Obama had promised during his campaign, that Guantanamo Bay was basically going to be shut down, that never happened at all.
He tried. I don't know if he saw it. He did shut it down, but none of our jails would take the detainees.
No, can you blame him, really?
Yeah, I can, because we hold fucking serial killers and mass murderers. Most of these dudes never got a chance to fire a gun.
I don't know. I mean,
fuck
if
that,
I
no,
was, you know, dude, no,
York
no, no.
Season.
Dude, if I was a multi-millionaire warden, dude, no. Dude, if I was a multi-millionaire warden, the last thing I would want is some Al-Qaeda dude coming up into my jail, screaming Allah Akbar, and basically having everyone basically convert to Islam on my ass and basically overthrow my fucking jail.
No,
dude,
no.
Screw that. No, no.
Well, not only
that
but you've already got the disenfranchised in that case. You've got the disenfranchised and people that feel they've been downtrodden by the system. Yeah, they're the perfect target to try to get new, you know, people strapping bombs in themselves and trying to blow up buildings. I can see why everybody's, I don't want any of them in my prison.
I don't see what the big deal is, though, because seriously, look at how our prisons in this country treat, like, child molesters. How do you think they're going to treat somebody who was accused of trying to attack the country, regardless of their feelings or their hard feelings towards the government because of where they are now? I mean, I could just see it being a bloodbath. We'd probably get rid of all of them just by putting them in America's prisons. They would go in there, and they'd be dead.
Look at how many drug dealers and gang leaders we have in our prisons. These guys make their living off this country. You guys are looking at it from an entirely different perspective than I ever even thought. Like, these are the dudes who are making their living off the country. Whether it's legal or not, it's besides the point. It's their fucking home. And they have these codes of honor that will let them destroy the fuck out of some terrorists.
Oh, no, we have some really nice supermaxes in this country now that could pretty much probably house these people, like, keep them actually quite safe.
Oh, yeah, dude, there's no real reason we never took those detainees. Shit. They couldn't escape from Guantanamo, they're not going to escape from any of our prisons, are you kidding me?
Well, dude, the difference between Guantanamo and an actual land-based prison, you know what I mean? A tad bit of a difference. You know, Tylenol's on a fucking island, dude. There's a tad bit of a difference between, you know, running through some corn and some backwoods, you know, state, versus trying to swim through a thing of sharks. There's a bit of a difference there.
But that's another thing. The power of formation is you said that Obama never shut down Guantanamo. And the fact is, he did, and the rest of the country said, no, just put them back.
I still call that a loss, though. That's why I say he never really shut it down, because it was never technically shut down. You know, shut down for a little while, but technically, come on now, it was still up and running. And who thinks he's getting elected for another term?
I do.
Really?
The Republicans have their heads so far up their asses, nobody can make a decision which one is actually going to get the Republican ticket. Not to mention, they're all fucking morons. They're all idiots.
Is Ron Paul even still in the race at all?
He is.
I haven't heard a damn thing about that guy at all in like months.
Was it Alexa? I don't think he's getting reelected. And the candidate that I really like is Herman Cain. I mean, he's not getting a lot of press right now, but yeah. Yeah, I do like what he's saying overall.
You know, honestly,
I'm against Herman Cain. He's actually anti-female approach. He's actually pro-life to a very insane degree. He basically wants to make it to where he wants to force states into saying that it's illegal for women to have an abortion.
Have you read his 999 plan, FF?
Yeah, isn't that fucking hilarious?
I mean, like...
Yeah, I've read it. I've read 999. I do find it to be... Overall, I don't think it'll ever pass, and I think it's relatively impractical just because I don't think that anybody's going to want to do that. At the same
time,
I don't...
Yeah, but that's going to be one of his main points where people are going to look at him and go, are you fucking serious? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Campaign, though. Without that, he has no platform.
I mean, we all know there's...
Without that, he's a conservative Republican. I really don't see a Republican getting elected into office, and if they do get elected into office, I will absolutely be afraid for the position that I hold, like the status that I hold in this country, because, for one, Michelle is dimmer than a fucking burnt-out light bulb, all right? I've always thought about that. I'm sorry, but I am of the opinion that right now this country is not ready for a woman president. Look at the fucking representatives we have out there. I'm sorry, Sarah Palin, come the fuck on. All right, I am not racist, but every fucking person of color that I've seen up there is retarded, and so is every other white fucking dude in his mid-30s or up. That are sitting there trying to portray some plan like it's God's gift to the country, when really all it is the same fucking platform that the Republicans have been riding for decades.
I don't disagree that we're just getting more of the same, or that they're basically the same party. I don't disagree with that at all. I don't find a single candidate that I'm like, that's the one, that person is saying everything that I want to hear. I don't see that, and I haven't seen that pretty much since I was able to vote. You know, now I can't really say what happened before I voted because I didn't really care. But you know, it just seems to me like none of them really represent what I want overall. But I will probably still vote in the election, so I'm already, you know, picking around and looking at different candidates because I've got to choose, you know, the best of the worst, so to speak, to vote for again.
Oh, and I agree with you. I don't think there will ever be a politician out there that will ever have a platform that custom fits any American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's possible. It's just not possible. And Jason said, the next Republican candidate will also be one term. Hillary Clinton will then be our next two-term president. I hope to fucking God you are wrong, Jason. And that's a serious, serious thing coming from my mouth, because I was one of those people that said if Hillary Clinton ever made president, I would leave this fucking country. I do not believe that Hillary Clinton, as much as I loved the Clinton administration, I want Bill back, I don't like Hillary Clinton. I just really don't.
Well, I want to say something real quick. There was something about the same platform being used by both parties. Did I hear that right? I don't know, but Mitt Romney had instituted a plan in his state, where he's from, that is almost exactly the same as Obamacare. It's pretty much the same thing. There's no real difference. And has admitted repeatedly that it works and that people are happy because of it. And has said he would not do the same if elected in president and would, in fact, repeal the one that's almost exactly the same as his.
Mitt Romney is the one from Texas, right?
Yeah, he's the Mormon.
Isn't he the one with the shooting range with that questionable name?
Niggerhead Ranch.
Yeah. Or is that Perry?
No, that's him. No, that was him. We're talking Texas. That was him, yeah.
See, all of these candidates all have, like, one... They all each have their own repulsive-ass, like, characteristic.
I mean,
like, Rick Perry's repulsive thing is, like, the whole religious aspect to his platform that runs through all of his platforms. It really makes me want to vomit. You know, I don't even like thinking about it. I went through the platforms of all of the Republicans, and literally I had to take it in doses because it just... I could not wrap my head around some of the things that these people were proposing or even saying, and I hate watching them on TV because they make my skin itch. It's repulsive. Ugh.
And guess what? If Bachman gets elected, Lexi, you'll be back in the dark ages as a female. She basically wants it to where women are to be seen, not heard. So basically take pretty much the whole suffrage movement of the female, you know, population back to what originally was in the 20s.
Bachman is the shit right there.
Shut the fuck up. All right.
Since we're not on topic anyway. 512, you're on the air.
Hey, gang. You guys are talking about the President of the United States, and I wanted to call in and just remind everybody that the President, I think everybody assesses or provides or suggests that this person has more power than what they really have. The President's the administrator. He sets the tone of the administration, but the melody, if you notice, stays the same. Can anybody name a president whose administration was substantially different from presidents before or after his administration?
Shit,
right. They're all politicians cut from the same cloth, and they're all taking on an executive management position. It's like getting a new manager at McDonald's. They've all been through the same training course. They're all cut from basically the same cloth. That guy at McDonald's might have a different way of doing things, his way of doing things, but he's still an asshole looking out for his own self-promotion. So when you talk about Bachman's going to change things, or Obama's going to change things, or Romney's going to change things, not without Congress agreeing with them, not without, you know, sweeping changes in our government. So it's just another guy in a suit. The concern has to be, what are the parties doing, and what are the parties doing in the name of their corporate masters, basically?
Yeah, and we've seen a lot of blocked attempts from the president because of how the Congress is so split in this past area here, with the Republicans saying hell no, and even the Democrats taking their part in completely splitting in half. No one gets anywhere. Neither side gets anywhere. Thus, this country is stuck in a state of inertia. We can't go forward. We just stay.
And I would say intentionally that's the case. But there isn't going to be any real changes because it doesn't benefit any of the corporations for there to be any real advance in one way or another. You know, go one way. Be ultra-conservative or be ultra-liberal, but that means one way or another the people are empowered. One way or another, people get what they want. If nobody has what they want, then they keep turning to the government, they keep turning to these corporations. Keep in mind that the presidential election is a sideshow. It's meant to make people feel like they're participating in politics. Voting on one dude is not participating in politics. It's not being involved.
Well, no, that's why you got to fuck up Congress as well.
But you gotta be on it at the city level, basically. You have to start locally and influence and build up influence from that point forward, or just turn your back to the whole fucking thing and do what you can without that system.
Well, I was about to say, man, like, on the city level here, nobody gives a fuck. We have so many anarchists, and it's just really fun. Everybody does
right.
Really fun.
Right, and when those people start going, you know what, fuck the city ordinances, fuck the risks and everything else, 32 people get arrested here in Austin, Texas for just being at the fucking city hall, all this shit going on in Oakland. When those people start recognizing or realizing that, hey, we outnumber the cops, there are more of us than there are of them, that we can actually, you know, we don't have to even sit here and ask for those people to do what we want. We could just go do it. That's when you're going to start seeing some real changes. I'll let you guys get back to your show. I just want to say my piece.
I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this list of shit. And if Obama is a corporate puppet, he must be being paid by the education hybrid tar system. That seems to be the main thing he's done.
And education is shit. Who are you trying to kid?
Well, everything he's trying to push through is failed because it got blocked. Everything he's pushed through, even if they agree with it, is going to get blocked.
From here on out, anyways, yeah, because what, we only have another year left, I guess it is?
Yeah, they don't want him to get credit for anything. So they've made sure to block everything, including the 9/11 first responder bill, which would have given them health care for all the people who got fucked up during 9/11 from the guys who were running in to pull people out.
Yeah, a lot of them are pretty much dying of lung diseases now.
Yeah, and there was refused.
And I thought Bush had already basically done that before he got out of presidency.
He didn't do shit before he got out of presidency.
I thought he had done something with 9/11 before he got out.
The bills he put through were covers and fun wording. That's all they were. They were fun wording. Like, the bills, what's actually in the bill hardly ever matches what the bill title is. And that's the issue with Congress. He's like, oh, I can support that bill. And you read it, and you're like, son of a bitch. What the hell?
The candy is a lie.
It is a lie. And that's one of the issues, is why we need as much information as possible, including stopping the Protect IP Act. Yes, the Protect IP Act. Yeah, everybody
like
that name?
Here comes the funny thing about it, man. It's the fact that it's not actually the bill itself that's the real catcher in there. It's all these little earmarks that everybody else puts upon the bill that basically makes it into this huge monster that no one can really support.
That's what happened to the health care plan is when they went to push it through, Republicans added on, random Democrats and independents added on, and it became this horrible, horrible piece. I remember we had passed through reading it and going, this is not what I was supporting at all. I mean, this is not what was, advertised at the beginning.
Yep.
You can compare the first one to the final draft. I'm like, what the fuck did you guys do to this thing? Why did you ruin this? Let's see.
Follows your mind, man.
Here's a good one. Obama ended previous practices of having White House aides rewrite scientific and environmental rules, regulations, and reports. They're having aides do their dirty work.
Wow.
Yeah, he put a stop to that. We are now in compliance with the Geneva Convention. That's under his administration.
That's completely our bullshit, because we've not been under the Geneva Convention this whole time, really. Especially not in the States.
Oh, no, not in the States. But the Geneva Convention doesn't apply to domestic issues, it only applies to warfare.
But, dude, shouldn't they also apply at the whole, you know, national level as well, to where it should apply by each nation?
Domestic citizens as we would war criminals? That's a trick of words, man. It's a trick of words. That's all it is. That's why you need the full information. And, yeah, the Geneva Convention only covers foreign conflicts and inter-country conflicts. It doesn't cover domestic conflicts. That's why we haven't stepped in Syria yet. So we are encouraging Assad to step down. The chances of us going in are slim to nil, unless we can find a financial reason to back the protest.
Well, dude, it's of course a financial reason to actually try to squash the protest. There's a huge financial reason to get rid of that shit as quickly as possible.
In Syria?
Yeah, think of this way, man. The fact that they have even been spoken of on the news or even in, you know, newspapers. So there's nothing more than actually make it bigger. And the fact is, what's that?
I got to ask, man. Has Syria been reported in mainstream news? I don't pay attention to a lot of it. It just pisses me off.
Actually, yes. It's even on the local level, it's actually been reported on here, in fact, for fuck's sakes.
Yeah, I've been getting all my information from Facebook, and every day there's pictures and videos of these dudes with fucking big-ass machine guns mowing down unarmed people.
God damn.
Where's
this going on at?
Syria.
Oh.
It's been going on longer than Libya. And Syria's protesters are refusing American military aid. Which
can
I don't
blame
fucking they don't want us there. But there is another issue. We are condemning their actions and pushing against them. But the Arab League of Nations has told Assad to continue killing them because, well, they're rising up against their leader.
That's crazy.
Here's a fun one. Federal support for stem cell and new biomedical research. Maybe one Republican president who would ever touch that with 100-foot pole.
None of them would support that. I don't even think there's a single Democrat who would support that now, especially now.
That's what has happened under the Obama administration. He's pushed it through for federal support for stem cell research.
Do you agree with it, though?
Do I agree with it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking yeah. Yeah, let me put it this way. It's been denied by RFDA because they haven't verified it's a safe procedure. But it's been proven to work in multiple countries, including the guy who came up with it. It's where you take the flint pipe of a cadaver, strip it of all its material surrounding it, skin, the tissue, and leaving it down to just the raw carcass, not the raw carcass, the cartilage. And you soak that cartilage in the stem cells, taking from the patient, from their bone marrow, until it's nice and colored, and you throw it in. Within 4 hours after surgery, that person will be able to talk.
Damn.
It's a miracle cure. It really is. And we could learn.
They're taking basically dead tissue and reanimating it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you say zombie apocalypse?
Well, no. It's not the tissue itself. It's just the cartilage. It's the non-living tissue inside.
Oh, no, man. I can definitely see a zombie apocalypse in the next 10 years or so.
Oh, that's a really creepy beginning.
Yeah. Oh, medical advancements.
So I hate to interrupt your stimulating conversation, but we actually have a news team here in Grand Rapids, and they're reporting the 5th of November as Bank Transfer Day, which is really interesting to me. Yeah. It's WZZM 13, which is a local news and weather channel. And they just announced on their site about this movement urging bank customers to close their account and move all of their money to credit unions tomorrow. So talk about the huge influence on the internet and this movement on real life when you're starting to get local, and it's not like a small TV channel either. So, yeah, they just announced it just a few minutes ago.
Well, here's a fun one for anyone who's not aware. Last month, 650,000 people closed their bank accounts and transferred to credit unions. Last month,
Man, the cops were arresting people for trying to close their accounts over at Citigroup in New York City, basically.
Yeah, they're arresting people for trying to do it because the massive damage that would come to all those banks losing their money at once is outrageous. But let me put it in perspective for you. Last year, there was around 600,000 people who transferred and made collecting credit union accounts. Last year, 600,000 people. Last month, 650,000 people. Tomorrow is supposed to be the organized day to shut them down. And it will
not enough will do it.
What?
Not enough will do it to shut it down tomorrow anyway, so it'll take quite a while.
No, but they're going to get arrested trying and make a huge fucking scene. It's going to be brutal.
What's even funnier is a little bit earlier before that, their more recent posting, they've actually installed porta-potties on Wall Street for the protesters.
They have. That's awesome, because they've been using all the local businesses.
No, just watch one. They will refuse to remove those porta-potties. They will refuse to actually remove them and bring fresh ones in.
Well, it doesn't matter. They'll just move on to the businesses again.
Yeah, the city will figure out some way to ban the porta-potties from being removed once they're there. Or they'll find a way to ban them from actually being there for a long period of time.
I guess the information coming from the county park is that the park is cleaner now than it has ever been.
That's crazy.
Like, the protesters are cleaning up the park as they are there. They've made camp, and they're not going away. But, no, Bank Transfer Day tomorrow is being advertised all over the internet, and the information is being used to support people who are trying to find a better option. Which, yeah, I have a credit union. I fucking love it. I love that. Man, they work with me. If I fuck up, they work with me to fix it. I don't have a minimum spending debt that I have to do before they charge my card. I don't have a minimum I have to keep in my account or they'll charge my card, which is what is happening. Is what the regulations that Obama put in on banks. Banks have just found different ways to charge people.
Yep.
And I'm paranoid, so I don't have any kind of bank account, so I don't have to worry about that.
Dude, I have a bank account whatsoever. I've refused since I was 18. I keep my money on, well, not on me, but at home, you know what I mean? Me, I'm not getting interest on it, but at least it's safe, you know?
Right, I don't have any interest on mine either. I'm not worried about getting interest. I'm worried about my money being safe. And it being there
exactly.
When I get there. I'll tell you a story about Fifth Third Banking. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this place. But I had it set up to where if I overdraw, they were going to take money out of my savings account to cancel the overdraw fee. To cancel out the overdraw before it picked up a fee. It's a brilliant plan, right? It's like, oh, yeah, I want that.
Okay.
Yeah, just in case I mess up and I'm not paying attention, cover my ass. Use my savings account. Use my money I got locked away to make sure you don't ruin me. What ended up happening was they never did it. They waited until my account had accrued more interest on the debt that they were supposed to stop to begin with than my savings account actually had in it.
Nice.
And continue to tack on fees and interest to the debt that was there. Oh, man, I was fucking livid.
That's okay. Nice. I got almost one that's almost better than that. I opened a bank account with Flagstar, and every month they'd take $10 out of your bank account. Long story, not going to talk about it. Bad history. Anyways, I went and I signed up for this bank account, and I put $50 into my bank account, and these dumb fucks took the $10, the monthly fee, out of my bank account and then deposited the $50. So they overdrew my account because they didn't put my deposit in the first day that I opened the bank account and instead took out their monthly fee first.
Nice.
And this is why we're pissed at banks.
Wow.
People wonder why people are pissed at banks. It's because they do this shit. It doesn't get reported. Because, oh, that's just how banks work. You shouldn't have fucked up. Well, we're sitting there like, we didn't fuck up. They screwed us. Like, that thing was set up. They explained to me, I read the agreement. They were supposed to take it out as soon as I overdraw, so I wouldn't wind up having to pay out the asset fees. And they waited 3 weeks. The whole time I'm thinking, I got my ass covered because I got like $500 in my savings account. We're just continuously adding on fees and then letting me use the card while refusing to take out the money that was there to stop it. Screwed me out of, I think, around $800 total. So that's the cost before I closed my account and moved to Lake Michigan. Great meeting on that now. I remember looking at Lexi's statement, and it showed the deposit being put in before the fee was taken out.
What's even better is, if you remember, Pop, I went in almost every single day of that week with an issue. This woman issued me a debit card and didn't even connect it to my account.
Sounds like an error on their part, then.
Did not connect it to my account. And it wasn't just this one person, either. They did it several times, and they fucked up my account several times. So finally, I just didn't have an account with them anymore. And so I refuse to have a bank account. I will carry my money on hand, or, like, both of my jobs now, they pay me direct deposit on their own cards.
Nice.
I don't have to fuck with that shit.
Tell you that I'm kind of looking forward to Monday, though. I'm getting my return back on my grant money.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I'll buy me the brand new laptop that I freaking want. See, so, yeah, that'll be my Monday, is getting my cash. And waiting 5 days to actually get the money in hand. Mostly because I don't have a freaking bank account, so I actually put in someone else's and then I had to sit there for at least 5 days to clear the account before I can take it out.
But you'll have it.
Yeah, 5 days later when I'd like, you know, that Monday, you know. Yeah, I'm like, Monday. And we have like 6 minutes left.
4 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, semantics. 6 minutes. Well, fine.
The
four.
World.
Chill up.
Wait.
The what?
Nothing. I'm just rambling in my corner. I'm hungry. I told Pup earlier today that if it wasn't for sleeping and taking naps, at this point I'd probably be eating round the clock. Not even going to fucking lie. It's out of control.
That is because of the parasite in your womb. The funny thing is, though, people think it's only a parasite once it's inside there. No, that little bastard's a parasite until it turns 18, and you can kick it the fuck out.
Or, you know, in Pup's case, until he's 25, or in other people's cases, until they're 35. You never know. There is no set deadline.
Or you guys could always donate the kid to Rotten Biohazard's Cannibalism Fund. Just saying, of course. You know, that's just up to you.
Yeah, no. But thank you for the kind offer. I appreciate that.
Hey, that's cannibals need to eat too, goddammit.
Well, you're just going to have to find another baby to eat.
Or will I?
Okay, pup, we need to lock the doors.
All right, guys, we got 3 minutes left. I want to say keep an eye on social media. Stay tuned for what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm looking forward to
seeing that.
What?
I was going to ask real quick. Is this going to be, are we going to do a technology series now, or?
I don't know, because this didn't really stick to technology. But this, you know, we lost 2.5 hours arguing about politics.
Yeah, well.
That's a good argument.
Yeah, no, I do find this show to go political very often. It does seem to be more political in nature.
Well, I think what we're talking about, the freedom of information and how important it is with technology nowadays, it's necessarily going to wind up political. I have no comment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think most of them
information out there. Well, yeah. And, like, I think we covered many of this, just the excessive amount of misinformation out there and how it's manipulated to make people accept a truth that really isn't there. But that could just be me.
Yeah.
All right, any last words? We got a minute before I run the outro.
Run the outro, man.
All right, guys. Stay tuned tomorrow. Watch your social media. Find out if any of the banks arrest people who are trying to take their money out. Because I'm sure there won't be. I'm going to try to keep updated on Operation Cartel, which is the war against the Zetas, which is awesome. Oh, and now I'm going to shut down a child porn ring. Just fun fact, they did. They shut down an entire porn ring of child porn. They released IP addresses to the public. What name?
Nice.
Yeah. So they're doing more positive work than our government could ever hope for. All right,
yeah.
With that note, I'm going to run the outro, guys. Thanks.